Welcome back to another episode. Hope everybody out there is having a good start to their new year. Mine fucking sucks. All I do is work. But I go to the gym. Been going to the gym now for about 6 months, so the new year, new me started a long time ago. It's a good thing, though. You know, going to the gym, working out, having a good time, getting in shape, creating goals. I don't know. How long will it last, guys? Yeah, I think Planet Fitness lives off the gym memberships that don't last. A lot of people in there that go in there and just don't give it their all. You know, diets die. People die. People, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway, you know, if you stick to it, you will, you know, you'll see results. You know, you just got to put your best foot forward and keep going. Got to keep trying. That's what it's all about. Is the only workout that is a bad one is the one you don't do, I guess. You know, there's days I don't want to go in there, you know, and really it's just sucking the life out of me. It's sucking the energy out of you. But, When you start seeing better results, you know, you'll stick with it. I mean, all I got to die sometime. You know, time is something you don't get back. So that's one good way to put it. I guess if that motivates you, I don't fucking know. If you want to look good, just do it for yourself. You know, you don't get that time back and you don't get to recoup any of that. So time is money and time is, you know, important because, you know, you make it count. You know, you want to look good. You want to feel good. Make it count. Get in there because we all don't. We all got to die someday. But how? How are we going to die? Going to be an asteroid? Going to hit the planet? I think that's a possibility that an asteroid is going to hit the planet. You know, fucking, I don't know, a gamma ray burst from the sun. Maybe a collapse of the vacuum of space. You know, it happens when I eat beans. Rogue black hole. That would suck, wouldn't it? I don't think we would even feel it. Giant solar flare, you know, that's a good one. That's a possibility. I think it actually happened a long time ago. Reversal of the Earth's magnetical field or something, you know, vampires, the apocalypse, you know. If you read the description, guys, that's what we're talking about today is we're talking about the doomsday clock. That's right. Nuclear warfare. But what is a doomsday clock? Tick-tock. You know, it's a symbol that represents the likelihood of a human-made global catastrophe in the opinion of the members of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. Maintained since 1947, the clock is a metaphor for threats to humanity from unchecked scientific and technological advances. A hypothetical global catastrophe is represented by midnight on the clock, with the bulletin's opinion on how close the world is to ones represented by a certain number of minutes or seconds to midnight. Assessed in January each year, the main factors influencing the clock are nuclear risk, climate change, and the Bulletin's Science and Security Board monitors new developments in the life sciences and technology that could inflict irrevocable harm to humanity. Now, in 1947, it was 7 minutes to midnight. And since it's been set backward 8 times and forward 17 times, the farthest time from midnight was 17 minutes in 1991, and the nearest is 90 seconds, set on January 24th, 2023. But who are the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists? Apparently, they're the nonprofit organization, and this is according to Wiki, concerning science and global security issues resulting from accelerating technological advances that have negative consequences for humanity. The Bulletin publishes content at both a free access website and bi-monthly non-technical academic journal. The organization has been publishing continuously since 1945, like we said earlier, and it was founded by Albert Einstein and former Manhattan Project scientists as the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists of Chicago, immediately following the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The organization is also the keeper of the symbolic doomsday clock, the time of which is announced each January. But, reading like we were, talking about what we were reading earlier, the doomsday clock itself, it says it's a human-made global catastrophe, so it doesn't really have to be nuclear, does it? I mean, that could be, didn't we just go through that? I think my own personal opinion, everyone thinks of them, whatever they want, but I think Wuhan altered some shit with the COVID vaccine. No, I'm sorry, not vaccine, but the COVID virus. And I think they were going to put that on their own people because there were a lot of riots and protests and all kinds of shit going on in China. And I think that they were going to use that to drop on their own people. But I think it got out. Or maybe they just wanted it to get out. I don't know. I find it ironic that, when I was up north in Idaho and I was watching the news, they were talking about how two people got on an airplane. They were allowed to board with COVID. One thing, let me ask you a question. If I have a head cold and I get on an airplane, or if I have a slight flu and I get on an airplane because I'm going home for Thanksgiving, how the fuck do they know? You see what I'm saying? You see where I'm going with this, right? How do they know? They landed. You think the fucking Department of Homeland Security is going to be like, hey, this ginger just took off from Chicago and landed in L.A., and this motherfucker had a head cold. Now, why would that need to be something that was, because really that's all COVID really is. It's just a head cold. I found a bald bottle of Pine Sol from the 80s, and it said on the back, kills COVID, so it's been around. It kills just the common cold. It's kind of like flu, I guess, but it gets that deadly, it's been messed with. It's not going to just evolve overnight. So what the fuck? How the hell do you know if a person is sick and gets on an airplane and lands, unless they, scoop these people up, go down and take them to the hospital, get them tested, blah, 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 and all this other shit. No, they're just like, hey, these two people have COVID, and they sound like Norm MacDonald, and they just left. Yeah, they left, and then they landed, and when they got off the plane, everyone was like, holy shit, now there's COVID everywhere. Something doesn't sit right with me. But anyway, so the many ways the world can end, many ways. I don't know, what's the big talk now? AI? I mean, that could destroy us, not for a long time from now. I mean, right now, AI is just, unsynced lips with Joe Rogan telling you about how important it is for you to get your $6,000 from the government, on TikTok and on the internet. Scams and shit like that right now, And of course, you have ChatGPT and all this other shit. Climate change, that's another way you could do it. Isn't that man-made? If we cause it, if we destroy the planet we're on, that'd be another way. So I don't really think, is a doomsday clock just specifically just for nuclear? Now, nuclear is, that's a scary situation. Almost every country has nuclear weapons, thousands of them. I mean, there's really no point to be having this kind of stuff that's going to just make the earth uninhabitable completely for all generations to come. But that's, you can't take that out of the equation. That is definitely going to be one of the ways. That's definitely a way the world is going to end. Not might end, is going to end. If Yellowstone doesn't pop off, or if a meteorite or an asteroid or whatever doesn't hit the Earth, or if the sun doesn't it emit a flare, it's either going to be disease, right? It's either going to be disease, pestilence, or nukes. That's, I mean, that's really your options. They say, oh, they're endless or not. They're pretty limited. Now, as stated before, you know, the doomsday clock can be traced back to its origins of the Chicago atomic scientist who had participated in the Manhattan Project. And that is just, that's a program of research and development undertaken during World War II to produce the first nuclear weapons. It was led by the United States in collaboration with the United Kingdom and with support from Canada. So it does kind of seem like, the nuclear concern is what initially did bring this all about. You know, it states here that the bulletin's clock is not engaged to register the ups and downs of the international power struggle. It's not about to use dick as bigger. It's intended to reflect the basic changes in the level of continuous danger in which mankind lives in the nuclear age. Living in the nuclear age is, that's some Fallout 4 kind of shit. You know, you got to kind of think, what separates us from the apes? Technology. Intelligence. You know, I mean, an ape might be able to sign language, but he's not going to want anything to do with a fucking nuclear weapon. They're just pointless. How close have we been? What's the closest that we've been to midnight? Time magazine says that a panel of international scientists on Tuesday kept the ominous doomsday clock set to 90 seconds to midnight, warning that humanity is as close as ever to destruction due to the ongoing war in Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, and the threat of artificial intelligence. The timing of the clock is maintained, of course, by these Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. And they said, you know, make no mistake, resetting the clock at 90 seconds to midnight is not an indication that the world is stable, but quite the opposite. It's urgent for governments and communities around the world to act, and the bulletin remains hopeful and inspired in seeing the younger generations leading the charge. So the following is what I'm going to play right here. This is a video. The Guardian played a video of these people that move the clock hands forward or backwards. Let's see what they say.
Today, the members of the Science and Security Board move the hands of the doomsday clock forward, largely, though not exclusively, because of the mounting dangers in the war in Ukraine. We move the clock forward the closest it has ever been to midnight. It is now 90 seconds to midnight.
Nuclear risks increased significantly last year, due largely to Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. Putin has repeatedly raised the specter of nuclear use. In launching the invasion, he warned that whoever tries to hinder us should know that Russia's response will be immediate and will lead to consequences you have never faced in your history. A few days later, he ordered Russia's nuclear forces to special combat duty. In announcing the annexation of Ukrainian territories in September, Putin declared that he would defend them with all weapon systems available to us.
So who are these? Is it a problem? Yeah, it is a problem. Nuclear war, of course it is. It's definitely a probability. But who are these people of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists to say, you know, let's devise this way to tell the world how close we are to nuclear war, you know? They're just human beings in suits, just old people that kind of just, this is what we think it is. It's definitely a probability. I mean, maybe they're right. I mean, really, the only way to actually guarantee, you know, peace and, you know, and the well-being of the human race is just to get rid of the clock, get rid of nukes. I mean, you don't need them. I mean, the only reason why anybody has them is because the other guy has it. You know, it's a pissing contest, and it's one that could cost everybody their lives. But, you know, definitely is, like I said, it's a concern. And there's so many other ways that, you know, the human race could have run its course. But I do feel that nuclear war is it's definitely a probability that could possibly happen, and that is absolutely terrifying. But is that even possible? You know, according to the United Nations, there's no lack of legal base. They state there is no lack of treaties and agreements, both regional and global, setting the framework for disposing of nuclear weapons. The Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, the NPT, not only binds those ratifying to stop the spread, it also encourages peaceful nuclear energy use and disarmament. It's the only treaty that compels nuclear-armed countries to commit and disarmament under the international law. It opened in 1968 and took effect in 1970, and it was extended indefinitely in 1995. Some 191 countries, including five openly carrying a nuclear weapons arsenal, have joined it, making it the most ratified disarmament treaty. The United States, for example, reaffirmed its commitment to the treaty this July. Another important component is the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, created by the CTBTO, and their objective inevitably is to end nuclear testing. And they want to ban nuclear explosions by everyone, everywhere, on the Earth's surface, in the atmosphere, underwater, and underground. Underground? I didn't even know that they did nuclear testing underground. They've been blowing these things up underground? I always thought they did it like in the ocean or something like that. I mean, I know they can detonate them wherever they want, I guess, but I digress. But that treaty was adopted in 1996 and has been signed by 187 countries and ratified by 178, including three nuclear weapons holding states, France, Russia, and the United Kingdom. However, to enter into force, the treaty must be signed and ratified by 44 specific nuclear technology holding states, eight of which have yet to clarify: China, Egypt, India, Iran, Israel, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Pakistan, and the United States. You know, the big ballas. You know what? The most important thing about when it comes to nuclear testing and other countries and people that have these nuclear weapons is dialogue. It's because the clock really isn't meant to measure threats, but rather to spark conversation and encourage people, public engagement, and scientific topics like climate change and nuclear disarmament. You know, you have to create a dialogue. Countries need to talk this sort of stuff out, because it's not going to end well for any of us. You know, but what happens if it reaches midnight? Well, when the clock is at midnight, it means that there has been some sort of nuclear exchange or catastrophic climate change that has wiped out humanity. They'll never really want to get there, and they say that we won't know it when we do. So, honestly, the clock will always be sitting just before midnight, I think, because there ain't going to be no one left to turn it, to change it. Bronson from the Atomic Bulletin of Science said that we at the Bulletin believe that because humans created these threats, we can reduce them. But in doing so is not easy, nor has it ever been, and it requires serious work and global engagement at all levels of society. Yeah, that's 100% right there. And she said, don't underestimate the power of talking about these important issues with your peers, Bronson said. You might not feel it because you're not doing anything, but we know that public engagement moves leaders to do things. To make a positive impact on climate change, look at our daily habits and see if there are small changes that we can make as a society, as individuals, in our lives, such as how often we walk versus drive, and how your home is heated, Bronson explained. Eating seasonally and locally, reducing food waste and recycling properly are other ways to mitigate or deal with the effects of climate crisis. And there are a ton of things that we can do to drop these threat levels that are looming over us right now. It talks by creating it, it, it starts by creating dialogue and talking about these things. And that's where the metal meets the meat. Because of out of all the ways the world could end, I mean, I don't really foresee, I mean, it's either going to be at this point pandemic or nuclear war. And guys, we don't want to go either route. So let's figure this out. Let's get that, let's get the fucking things off the table. 100%. We don't need them. Well, that'll do it for this short episode. I want to thank all of y'all for joining in. Stay blessed and keep looking to the skies, everybody. And keep your heads up. And I hope y'all have a great beginning of your new year.